stand for the neighborhood party.
Right on. Oh. You hit this one, I'll do the big one.
Oh no.
Clop, clop. That's still the intro to the show now.
Yep. Okay, that is how you begin.
Right?
Yeah.
Here we go.
There we go. That's what happens when you hit it, like the panic sets in and tap.
Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I'm Justin Baroni,
and this is Tyler Neely, and we're your friendly neighborhood podcast.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us on your Friday to start your weekend off right. I have what I think is a pretty funny topic, at least for dudes. Some ladies might get a little mad for talking about it, but I don't know. Maybe not. Because we were going to talk about space. Actually, you know what? We could talk about space, and then we could talk about the other one after, because it's a blurb, really.
It's a blurb?
Yeah. I'll just have to remember that that's what I'm going to go
back
to.
Come back around to the blurb.
See how that works.
Yeah.
So we just hit the Stundenglas again. I think that's how every episode's going to start now.
Yeah.
You know?
It sets you, it sets you in the right mindset.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on what's in the Stundenglas.
Yeah, exactly. So we're smoking again the Greasy, because we figured, why not, keep it up, you know? Mm-hmm. What was it again? Orange Kush cookies. Kush cookies. I think it's Kush. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Kush cookies. I don't have the thing, because it's somewhere.
But it's a present.
Yeah. Like the umlaut.
The umlaut is ever present.
So, yeah, so thank you for joining us. before we did this, did we smoke anything? No, we didn't.
In between?
Oh, yeah, because we're in between seshes, so we didn't smoke anything this time in between, but that's why I feel like I'm not leveled up. So we have to go and smoke, because if you watched the last seshisode, dude, first of all, I'd like to say, they didn't canoe.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't burn funky. Like, the papers, even though they seemed to be wrapped a little loose at the end and weird,
it was actually
no
pretty...
burnable issues.
Yeah.
Or no issues with the burn.
Nice.
Would you
taste.
Like another one?
I'm still riding the coattails.
Well, I'm having another one. You can have whatever. You want a blunt? There's a blunt right there.
What blunt you
El
got?
El Blunto, all of them.
Oh my god, El Blunto? Dude, you're offering me an El Blunto?
Yeah.
Do I dare dabble?
Oh, I would.
You're offering, so yeah.
If you offered me an El Blunto, I'd be like, you know what? Even if I don't want this right now, I'm smoking it.
These should just be, these should be at the ready everywhere you go.
That's why I bought two packs.
These are delightful.
So we were outside and we were talking about a theory. I don't want to be all, pretend to be all smarty shit. I try. I do that sometimes. Have you ever noticed that? Sometimes I'll start talking about something. I'll try and be like proper.
Yeah.
I'm not a proper person.
Breaking through that.
It doesn't work for me. I can explain things to you, but I can't do the whole like, so now listen to me.
Yeah. Going
for what I'm saying
depth.
Is, you know what I mean?
Based on facts. Yeah.
Exactly. I need
a
little
leeway. What if.
So we were talking about space, and what if we found another civilization? And Tyler had said, well, I think they'd be more advanced. And most people, like, I believe that too, right? That more, what, yeah.
I was saying it could go either way.
Oh, yeah.
It's either, like, they are much more advanced or, like, well below.
Right.
We consider it to be.
You had the bull, and so I.
Or the norm.
Yeah, you had the both ends of the spectrum, either dum-dums or brainheads, right?
Yeah.
And then I thought, yeah, but what if, here's a theory or an idea of how things happened. What if there was already like a more advanced version of us who were living on some other planet, some elsewhere, and for whatever reason, their population growth got out of control or something happened where they had to do something and they shot out a ship full of humans to get to a certain destination. But on the trip to that destination, something catastrophic happened and ended up sending people from that ship in two different directions into the galaxy. And then being the same beings at the same everything, uh-huh. right? Same knowledge.
Yeah. Jesus.
Same knowledge, same upbringing, same, like, ideals and all that stuff, right? So I, like, just more of you, you mm-hmm. know? One of them went to, like, some, like, Earth, and then another one went to, like, Earth a billion miles away, right?
Right.
What if that actually happened? And then we found that.
Our long lost brethren.
And yeah, and everybody's like, no, fuck this. It's like, it's an alien invasion. Meanwhile, it's like just us.
Yeah.
Going like, hey guys, we've been looking for you for centuries. Like, yeah. you know?
Turns into a freaking like Mars Attack situation.
Or yeah.
vice Some, versa.
But it's humans.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And then we react poorly because we're the, like, we thought we were the smart ones.
See, yeah, that's the thing.
But we're the dum-dums.
Like, how susceptible are we going to be to, like, oh, shit, they look like us or something like that. Like, there's something inherently similar.
Dude, if there's any similarity, integration is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you just, like, we could, you know, Species with Natasha Henstridge from the 90s, that movie. The perfect
species.
Yeah. So her whole thing was she's an alien and she just like fucks everybody to have alien babies, but as she's fucking them, she kills them.
Right.
The praying mantis. So there's just like a bunch of that happening later on. Yeah. The lizards have come and now they're murdering everyone. But yeah, I was thinking like, how do we know that that's not a possibility? And what like, what if we're just slightly more advanced than the people that got, like, what if we were the more advanced ones and we're the ones that are like, man, we found them.
Taking a peek, right?
Yeah. And we're like, no, it's not them. Wait, they look like us. Like, oh, it's another dimension. Nope. It's just billions of years ago when we were trying to save ourselves. Like, the king ended up with that side. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're the lost ones. We're like, we found you.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. We built pyramids. No, we dropped those off. We were trying to tell you, come here.
Yeah, I know, for real. Dude, I'm so
high.
Yeah.
I know, you know what you need? Some THCV. That shit pops you right back up. Dude, I had like 3 puffs. I'm Motormouth McGee over here. I'm not saying you have to, I'm just saying it's a good I could work on this weed. We're going back to the same conversation.
Yeah, going back to working. It's very easy to get there.
Okay, let's talk about this, because this is a pretty good one, too. So, Tyler and I are often working together. There are many times where it is just him and I in the shop. I would say that we are respectful men to everybody. But there are times when, as much as dudes try to fight us or talk to us or give a shit over, you know, the ID thing and stuff like that, women do their own kind of version of that. Where, I don't mean in the anger department. Mm. It's like, okay, so remember the time I was telling you? I'm 42, okay? I feel real weird when there's a young, like a college student, like just in skimpy shit walking around the shop, because I'm like, I feel like if I talk to this person, like it's out of line, right? Mm-hmm. Not that, I don't know, it just does, it feels like creepy to me, okay?
Right.
For me to approach her and be like, hey, how can I help you?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't. Now, sometimes what happens is, okay, is that some women come in and they make some very distinct fashion choices.
Right.
Okay? And it's very hard as a man to not be all like cartoon fox. Ooga! You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay? So I remember this one time. I was working with a group of people. And this group of with a group of our people before we were, when I was still a bartender. And a group of college students comes in. It's like fall, you know, like October, beginning of October, so not freezing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like one of those one-off days where it was warm. And the one girl in the pack is wearing nothing but, you know, those pajama shirts that are white, but they're like see-through.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, just a white t-shirt, but it's, like, it's way too thick. Like, you should, if you wear it, it's a pajama shirt. Like, it's, yeah, it's made for pajamas, you know?
Right.
Because, like, it's, there's nothing there. Right. You can see everything, right? Pretend. So this girl comes walking in, and I have to ask for her ID. I immediately go like this, ID. I can't.
Yeah.
Because, like, literally, your boobs are out. Like, they're out.
Yeah.
You may as well have not worn the shirt. I can tell how big your nipple is. I know, like, what color it is, you know? Yeah. Like, I know definitely the imperfections. Like, so she does that. She turns the corner, and I walk right to the desk, and I go, hey, I can't serve any of these people. I'm like, you guys have to do this. And I go, I'll be in the back if you need me. That was the first time that happened. And I was like, this is so uncomfortable. And especially right. at the time, the whole, like, Me Too movement and everything, right? But, like, who am I to say anything to anybody about what they do, you know? So I'm not going to sit there.
Whatever the hell they want.
Right?
And, you know, like, yeah, it can be uncomfortable because you're just trying to do your job.
Yeah.
But, like, you're a human being at the same time.
Like, when you in that scenario, when you've got somebody there and you're, you know, you could kind of, like, look at their forehead, right? And you don't stare at anything, you know, but you in my head I'm going like, you know what you're doing.
Yeah,
there's no way you don't know that you walked out of the house and look like this.
See, I have a groove now, right? I don't know if you notice this a whole lot, but it is on purpose.
Yeah,
where like pretty much I'll look at them when they come in the door.
Yeah,
then I look at their ID, and then basically my eyes are either on the cabinets or the door the entire time.
Yeah, it's awkward. It's very awkward. It's not fair either, because it's like, it's in a way, it's like baiting.
Yeah.
Because again, like, they know what they're doing, you know? Yeah. That'd be like me walking in if I was hot, okay? It's like me walking in with, like, I don't know, fishnet everything on.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Hmm. Again, if I was hot. Like, you know?
If I could pull it
I don't know any male models to name to be like, if I was this guy and I walked out like that, like, then maybe, like, what, still somebody would be offended, but not as much.
Derek Zoolander.
Well, yeah. If I look like him and I could do, I would, though. You know what? I often think that, too. That, do you ever, okay. Because I see, and I like, criticize girls on TikTok showing off their ass to, like, do things. But at the same time, part of me is, like, what do I care?
Yeah.
You know?
Who's it hurting?
Like, sure, you're showing your ass, but, like, you don't have, it doesn't seem like you have any kind of talent other than being hot.
Mm.
So, like, how long does this last, you
it's
know?
Just, it's also because of how much there is, you know?
So like, much. Like, everybody now.
Like, I'm really trying to spend less time on social media in general. Like, or at least just...
I wish.
Maybe for, like, dude, like, I have to, you know, for my own peace of mind just to get out of it.
Yep.
I
get that, trust me.
Yeah. Because, like, it's just, it's rampant. And... I get it. People are going to do what they're going to do, but there's a lot of people on the planet, and just about everybody has a goddamn cell phone.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it's like when you go to anywhere public now. I didn't realize this. If you go anywhere near Toronto into, like, let's say you go to the CNE, or you go to fucking Wonderland, or you go to, I don't know, a major shopping center, there's at least 4 people walking around with a phone, like, so guys, today I'm going to buy a new jacket. You know what I mean? Like, come with me. 70,000
followers.
Yeah. It's well, like, I go and I piss off this clerk who makes $9 an hour. Like,
seriously.
Fuck you, dude.
It's just, yeah, I can't. Because, like, working retail, you see a lot of personalities.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like I need to take in more personalities. You know?
Yeah, there's...
Like, I like the information side of things, but...
No, it's funny. Yeah, it's true. Much. Because you get, you know what the thing is? It's one of the only industries, I think, where you get, maybe bartending, but, like, you get the same personalities at work that you do on the other side of the table.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, you really have to watch out. Because if you let the wrong personality in, things can go sideways.
Yeah. It's very true.
Like, fucking buddy there that... When I first started, we'll call him Kung Fu Harry. this guy that I started with, he may or may not have, definitely did, pop a lot of pills. Mm. He had got into a fight with ICE and fallen and broken his shoulder. So, and then proceeded to tell me, after he told me that, that he was an MMA fighter. And I was like, you can't even win a fight against ICE, let alone a person. Like, what just, what happened here, right? He was also a professional motocross racer.
Yeah.
He was a lot of things.
A lot of things.
None of those things was he really. Okay. So this dude, this is the kind of guy that kind of, you don't want around, God, you know, and somehow every once in a while, one of them squeaks through the cracks. Mm-hmm. But this fucking guy, him and I started at the same time. So I come in one day, I had started the day before, and I think his first shift was the day before me. And then we met up on the third day where we were on the same shift together. And I come to the counter to punch in. I say hi to him. I introduce myself to him. We talk as I punch myself in. I turn, and I'm now standing on his left side, or his right side. I've only pivoted, okay? And somebody comes through the door. He goes, oh, and goes to help that person. So because there was no one else there, and I was new, I was trying to familiarize myself with the space and what was there, I started walking around just to look around to see where everything was at. This guy says hi to the dude at the door, comes back to the counter. I've taken 5 steps from the counter from where we last talked. I walked around. I come to the other side of the counter. This guy walks over, comes up, goes, hey, how can I help you? What can I help you find? What? I go, I work here, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, what? I go, we just met over there, like, not a minute ago.
Yeah. Did not communicate.
Fucked up part.
Space cadet.
Yeah. Day two, literally the next day, we work the same shift again. The exact same thing happens, okay?
Yeah.
Identical. Same. I looked at that time, instead of just being like, dude, I just met you, I looked at him, I go, maybe not so much Xanax, huh? The shop had like 5 people in it, and all the customers were like, ooh, his face went white, and he goes like, but dude, like, ugh. I'm like, no, just maybe lay off the pills, huh? Like,
yeah.
Holy was, shit.
Yeah, it was rampant. So I'm glad that didn't last.
No, right?
Yeah.
I can fix every system you have.
Yeah.
I have never held down a pot shop job before, nor do I know how it operates at all, because I just walked in the store today, but I can fix it all.
Yeah.
Did you know? My buddy writes apps.
Everybody knows a guy who knows a guy.
Thank you, Marijuana Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Fuck. But yeah, so like, you get those kinds of customers. The thing that drives me crazy, I'm telling you, is because like, I'm sorry, I have to say this. I'm a single dad. So like, I'm a single dad. I don't get out a lot, you know? So when attractive women come into the shop, I look around, you know? I try to be respectful. And not
you know
just
what
like,
you're dealing with because you looked at their ID.
Exactly, right? So, like, I'm trying to be respectable and just not be like, I can't break down, you know? But when you come in and your tits are out, I have to walk away from you like this. Okay, somebody show me the back door, please. I can't. You know how much shit I'll be in? Like, this is a lawsuit right here.
It's probably also because you're coming from the side of, like, I am a drug dealer, right? Yeah. Like, I'm selling drugs, and you are a young person, and that immediately makes it uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, because true now, like, being 42, and, like, you notice this, too, is that a lot of the young kids look really young now.
Yeah, and, like, just the fact that it's, like, a 2004, 2005 now, like, that doesn't register in my brain at all.
That's the only thing, well, not the only thing, but that's primarily what I look for, is anything that, like, if it's older than, I just look at the year. That's what I'm trying to say. Shit. The THCV is kicking my head around again. But, dude, yeah, no, it's not fair, because, like, single dad looking for, you know, hopefully, maybe at some point to have a relationship, and then you could, these, ugh, taunting. Like, I'm just saying that, you know, it's not, I can't do certain things. You should not be able to do certain things.
Right. Like, let's all have some decorum here.
Yeah. Then the dad part of me goes like, where's your parents?
Yeah.
You know, because I'm like, if my daughter ever, if I saw, oh.
You didn't even bring a sweater?
No, nothing.
Just like, in case. Just,
like, I felt like, you know, it's what, oh, I thought to myself, like, she's doing this because it's her first time away from home and there's no one to tell her no.
Mm.
You know, she's like, I'm going to be shocking and whatever. And it's like, okay. Free but, like, me. There's other ways, you know, yeah. Other than just, like, flashing titties. And don't get me wrong, I'm all for titties, but.
There's a time and a place.
Like, yeah. It's don't do it in front of the old guy and make him uncomfortable because he's like, I want to be respectful, but I also want to see titties. And no, I will not look at your titties. Please put a shirt on. It's, and you can't, like, I, oh, I just don't understand the mindset of somebody that's like, you have to be a real exhibitionist to be like, everything is out. Hey guys, you want to go get weed? I definitely want to come with you. You want to put anything on? No.
Because it's cool. It's the pot shop. What's...
Yeah.
You know.
Dude, we'll give some, like... We'll give some young guys, like, their giddies or whatever. They come around the corner. It's me. They're like, fuck. I didn't want this old guy looking
some
at me.
Some old guy.
You know? Dude, I'm telling you. If you ever watch that clip back... All you'd see is me point to those guys as I walk to the counter, like to the people I was working with, yeah. And me just being like, nope. And I walk to the back.
Tapping out. Like,
there's no, you could not pay me enough to try and have a car. I would have to stand with my back to you and be like, so the red one on the left, Rain Man it. Like,
just do what I do, where I'm like, I'm watching the cameras, but I'm listening too. Yeah. I'm just calling out. Right, Bobby.
My hearing's not that good. I've tried. I've sat back there and I'm like, I just can't quite make out.
I can yell louder if you need.
I can hear you. But if I'm sitting back there and you're not there, I've tried to do that part. And like, I can't hear the people talking. Everybody's quieter than me.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I'm like a foghorn in the night. Where's Justin? He's coming.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Get you done?
Yeah.
THCBTV.
I love that THC shit. It's so good.
It's a good time. That and it ran a while. I mean, like we were saying, like that combined with the caramel hash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that one's really good too. Wait, which one was that one?
That's
the Super Silver Haze.
Yep.
Super Silver Haze with the caramel hash. Actually, that's a really, you know what?
That's a whole lot of haze, man.
Yeah, that's a super nice setup. Those the it's a THCV
mm-hmm.
and my tongue don't like each other. They fight.
Yep.
The brain is like, hey, I want to be heard. And the tongue's like, I have to say things for that to happen. And the brain's like, you're not listening to me. And the tongue's like, I am.
We had an agreement.
My whole head's caught in the middle. Like, dude, guys, relax. Just let it happen. Every so often, there's a second of clarity where I realize I'm talking stupid.
No, 100%. One's getting ahead of the other, and it's just, the battle's not going well.
THCV TV, baby. Thank you for tuning in. You know what the hardest thing to do is sometimes? Explain what I do on this podcast when people ask me. They're like, so, what do you do on the podcast, man? I'm like, well, I smoke weed, I say things, sometimes I talk about different strains and stuff like that. Mostly I just say stupid shit. It doesn't really help sell it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good time, you know? It's because we do such an array that it...
It's true, there's no focus.
And also, this is number two in the day, right?
It is. It's already, though, I think, going better, because like I haven't lost my train of thought yet.
That's good. No, yeah. No. I mean, we weren't doing the Alaskan Thunder pink panties.
Oh. Yeah, you know what we need to do? Okay, perfect. All right, so we're going to do... we're at 24 minutes. Yes, it is. So we're going to do this. 1 second.
A little changeover?
Yep, just stay right like that. Don't move. All right. So yeah, so what we're going to do here... What we're going to do is we're going to have some Gelato 41 cured resin. You know what really sucks about trying to read this now?
Mm.
I've seen what I could see.
Yeah.
Now I'm mad that I can't read this. I'm like, no wonder I have to go like this. And even there, like, there's three of these whole things. Like,
I was like, I definitely do feel for the customers when they can't, like, oh, I can't read that. It's like, well, yeah, it's also in a glass cabinet surrounded by a bunch of blinding lights. And, you know?
Dude, look, I have to, this is still not as clear as that glasses test. Yeah. But I can read it. So with 80, well, I can almost read it. 87%.
87?
Yep.
I thought it was 82. Dude. Nope. Holy shit.
Quite a bit more, man.
And there is some CBD as well. This is really nice. It's really tasty.
Can I see the cap?
Yeah. Well, you can see the whole thing. Here, you want to see the insides?
I'll see the insides.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Right on.
So we'll do a little bit of that. I'll fill this up because I'm pretty sure that orange stuff is a toasty roasty. Yeah, man.
Damn.
So for those of you that don't know, Gelato 41 by 1964 is a really nice, what I call head in a fishbowl kind of hybrid, where at a certain point your head kind of goes like, oh yeah, I've got things to do. And then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I'm drowning out. Like, there's just, you're in your own bubble kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in a flower, like in a joint or a bong, as I normally would take it, it was awesome. But in a concentrate, there's always a slightly different flavor to it. And this one is so sweet. Like, I said Nugs was so, like, lemon, or, not, yeah, like, citrusy. That's what I liked about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one has, like, a lemonish flavor. It's a very pointed, lemon-ish. Like...
Lemonish. Let me lemonish you something.
Anyway, you'll see. It's a really good flavor. And with the orange that's already in there, it should be like a really nice...
Nice citrusy.
Yeah.
Stick them up.
But the high... Because, okay, how do I explain it? If it's flour, if it was Gelato 41 flour, mm-hmm. the high would be kind of heavy. Like, you're in your own world... But it weighs on you a little bit.
Right.
Whereas in this, you're in your own world, but there's none of that heaviness. Mm. And I think the reason is because it's resin, it's taken out all the extra, like the plant itself is like, ugh, you know?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You're looking at me like, it doesn't.
My brain just keeps going to that. It's 87%.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, that's hefty. It's also had like, what was it reading?
9 point something
on the terps.
Something like that. But here's the thing. It's not as like... crazy altering as Alaskan Thunderfuck.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not, because I smoked it expecting something like that to happen,
mm-hmm.
and it did not. I was more like, oh, all right, cool. You know? So, just because I loaded that up there, 1, 2, I shall start her up like a beautiful roast of air.
Oh.
Did it go out again? Oh, it's, yes. Can you tap it again if it's off? There we go. This should do it. Fill it up now. What is happening? Did it go off?
No.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
All right. So.
It's heating up.
And.
There we go. There you go.
Look at that cloud.
Dude, that's delicious.
Okay.
Ready? Stundening. Right? It's kind of like minty, tasty. But also got like a lemon hint to it.
Oh,
you know what it's like? It's like the vaporized version of like a lemon square.
I can taste that.
Right?
Yep. A little bit of lemon square. Lemon meringue pie. Yeah.
Dude. It's so good. But it doesn't take you... It's a good ride, too.
Mm.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So that's the Gelato 41 Live Resin from 1964. It is very delicious. The high... is more, it's a cleaner high, but I find most resins are a cleaner high. Like, mm-hmm. The only thing that really caught me hard was the Alaskan Thunderfuck the first time I smoked it.
Yeah.
But then after smoking that one or two times, or two or three times, I should say.
Yeah.
Two or three times, I was like, okay, cool. You know?
Even on the last, or like the last episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like the third time I think we hit it, I was like, okay, that was
nice. But I've never smoked anything that's wanted me, that's like got me to the point where like I'm okay with walking around with my titties out. I used to know a guy in university and his thing, like we called him Naked Andy because he was always running around naked. Like he didn't give a shit at all. Right. And his girlfriend, like she'd come over and he'd like be in our room, stay in the middle, just talking to us butt ass naked. Right. And I remember one day I'm on my computer and my roommate is like a computer programmer or graphic designer. Mm-hmm. And so he's on the other side of the room. My back is to him. And I just hear this like little bit of a commotion and I turn and I look and here comes Andy butt ass naked. Right. Dick flopping, like whatever. Right. And I look, my roommate, I don't know how, doesn't notice him come in because my roommate, if he's sitting where I'm sitting, so I'm him looking at the wall this way. The entrance is just to my right. So like anybody walking would have to walk right here almost like maybe 2 feet away.
Right.
But like how you don't see that, I don't know. Right. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, he walks right behind him. And so I'm on the other side with my back. I turn around and I look. And Andy is on the left side now of my buddy's shoulder over here. And he's looking back at me going, shh. And he takes his dick and he just goes, and drops it on my roommate's shoulder right beside his face. Dude, it was the funniest shit I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
I laughed so hard. My roommate has this dick on his shoulder and he turns to say something to me and meets the dick with his mouth. And he basically gives this thing a little and then goes, oh shit! And Andy's laughing. I'm laughing. I finally look at, I go, dude, how did you not see him come in? Like, you're staring at the door. Like, I know you have headphones, and he's like, I was just really into drawing this part of this thing that I've been working on. And, like, I had tunnel vision. I was like, dude, yeah. That was the funniest shit I'd ever seen. It was like, hee hee, basically kissed a dick. And Andy would he did shit like that all the time. Oh, you always got to have a naked friend. Because they're willing to do shit that, like, just no one else is.
They have a level of confidence that you rarely...
Yeah. And for the most part, like, if they generally get into a groove of breaking it out at the right time, you know, not, like, inappropriate
time.
Yeah.
That's true.
Could you imagine... I'm surprised, actually, that we have not gotten any, like, naked weirdo.
Popping into our shop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just, like, freak out and be like, I don't know if I take my man, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Like, we do get some, I mean, we've had some instances with characters, that's for sure, but it's never quite been that extreme, I guess.
No, thank God. Because I don't know what I would do. Like.
Yeah. I mean, experience one time. Way back when. I think it was last year.
Which one?
Maybe the year before.
When the guy...
buddy dropping with the fly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Yeah.
Because that one was like... That wasn't somebody like... You ever watched Hardcore Pawn?
Hardcore Pawn?
Yeah.
I
realize I didn't say that very well, but...
okay. I'm glad I caught the wind you were laying out there.
Right?
Hardcore Pawn? No, I haven't.
Okay, so it's basically this pawn shop in Detroit. It's a reality show. Mm-hmm. Where they just film interactions of people coming in. Now, how much of it is real? Who knows? Because it's TV, right?
Right. Like Pawn Stars?
Yeah. Like Pawn Stars, but they're more Detroit about it.
Right.
You know? So some guy comes in, he's like, yeah, I want to pawn these rings. I want to get 80 grand. And then they're like, well, I'll give you 50 bucks. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And then some fight pops off or some shit like that.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So I often think, like, it would be so fun to have somebody, like, some of these weirdo characters come in because, like, it would be a good break to the day. Right. But then at the same time, I also think, like, who's going to stop them?
Right.
You know? But we live in a town where there's enough, like, some people have come in and, whoo.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really want to talk bad about any customers, but, like, there's, yeah. I told you the other day, you know, like,
yeah.
You've ever seen, you know, the Crypt Keeper?
Yes.
I had an experience recently where I wasn't sure, like, I know that this is reality. But for half a second, because of an instance, I really questioned whether or not I had a break. Because I thought that the Crypt Keeper sat the fuck up right in front of me being like, weed. And I had to, like, whoa, nope, okay, we're good.
Can you imagine, though, that if we just, like, convince the company to make our shop the, like, the Jerry Springer of weed?
Dude, if they do a reality show, I was thinking that the other day when I was in the back. I was like, if they do a reality show, we better find out about it. Because, yeah. Like, doing this,
yeah.
I mean, minus the getting high and shit, but
yeah,
it's the same thing, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Either that, or it's going to get us in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
They'll either
it's a broad circus.
Or they'll hate it.
Yeah.
No. We don't do anything stupid at work, but
of course we talk about it, because we talk to our customers about it all day long.
Yeah.
So we're like,
it's more familiar. Well, yeah, like I said, the other, like, it's like we're kind of like the Cheers of weed shops.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, or at least the vibe is that everybody that comes in seems to feel like we know their name, whether we do or not, right? Like, we've made it to the point where I'd say a good, say 80%,
yeah,
of the people that come in feel that way.
Yeah.
Or at least, even if they don't, like, you know, consciously know it, like, they react that way.
Yeah.
You know, because we try to make it a welcoming, you know, easygoing environment, which is what weed is.
Yeah.
So, like, why not have the, and honestly, like, our numbers have reflected that fact, right? Yeah. And yeah. So why was I saying that? Who knows? Because weed.
Working on the weekend.
I had a point. Again, okay, we're falling off again. So, oh, look, I only smoked half this one.
Look at that guy.
I'm going to continue to smoke the rest of this while a thought comes back to me. I was saying that that's probably why we do so well, I think.
Yeah.
Is that we create an environment that nobody else can really create, you know?
Well, like, we hear it time and time again, like, other than people complaining that we don't, or other places don't ID.
Yeah.
Or that little thing. But, yeah. Like, generally, they avoid all bartenders and whatnot. Like, they go right to the screens or whatever the heck is probably available, to iPads, whatever it is, because they feel like most people working in places don't really care or have the information to share. So they're just like, no, you don't know what you're talking about right off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that most of our staff is pretty well done. We know our shit.
Mm.
We study. We take our work home with us.
Yeah.
I mean, I do.
That's the truth.
I had a rep once ask me if, what'd she say? Because I was trying to, we were relating different strains. We were talking about them, and I told them about one. And I just explained how the whole, not the whole process, but, like, my understanding of what their processes were like and why it was so good. And she's like, man, do they, like, is there, like, a, like, do you do tours? Like, I was like, no, but I really like them. So I looked into everything, right?
Yeah.
That's what we have, I think, that other people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Is we actually have a level of interest in all this stuff. We want to know more about it, because our whole thing is, like, people come in here, they come in either to get really high, mm-hmm. have a good time, relax, or fix a problem.
Yep.
So most of the people's most problems that we're fixing, we know somebody that maybe doesn't have the same thing, but is looking to relieve the same symptoms.
Right.
So we have a good understanding of what will help you with those symptoms. It doesn't always work, but
yeah,
we have a better understanding. Yeah. Whereas a lot of shops you go into, you go up to the counter, you go, oh, what helps with CBD? And they're like, well, we have, and then they just list off everything they have.
Yeah.
Not what works best or doesn't or what they don't.
Exactly. Because they don't know.
Yeah.
And they're coming to us hoping we know.
Mm-hmm.
And like the best we can do is figure it out together.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, they can come back and say this didn't work. I'm like, okay, well, let's try something else. Because if this is the route you want to take, let's figure out what's going to work.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can't, like, even we've had a few people come in and say to us, you know, my doctor has said try some CBD edibles or try some, you know, oils or something instead of going on this medication or whatever. I'm not saying you should do that. I'm just saying that people
sometimes
have relayed this, you know, as a
doctor.
Cause for them to be there, right?
Yeah.
And their doctor has told them, we'll try it. So they come in thinking like, oh, it's going to be this big deal. It's not. And a lot of the times I've noticed that whatever relief they were looking for, it doesn't cure it,
mm-hmm.
but it definitely makes it considerably easier to manage.
Mm-hmm.
Zuba.
I've heard a few people say like it takes the edge off, right?
Yeah.
It allows them to function a little bit better than they would otherwise.
That's my favorite part about a 50-50 mix of THC and CBD. It just makes you feel like you're walking through water. Like it feels like the air is literally like you could walk down the street like this and your arms would never get tired because like the air is holding me here.
Yeah.
As if I was in a pool.
Just walking in the shallows.
Yeah, yeah, dude. I love that. But the problem is it's so good, that feeling, because
mm-hmm.
you don't care.
Yeah.
Like, about anything.
Anything. Yeah.
Someone could run over your foot. You'd be like...
Like, straight up, if that's what hibernation was,
yeah.
I'd be fine.
Right?
You know, just... Yeah.
Cool, man. I'm out. See ya. You know? But, yeah. So, like... Sorry, I had to light this because it's...
Okay.
It's like my beacon of understanding, like, remembering.
Mm-hmm. A little spark.
Again, I forgot where I was going now. I think the high is getting too high to set in. It's setting in too high. It's taking hold. That deadhead stuff is delicious, though.
Yeah, it is.
And it's not overpowering. Like, I could see it being something stronger, but I like where it's at. I like that 78%.
Yeah.
It's a good 78%.
It's, I'm a big fan of that, honestly.
It's sweet.
It's a functioning kush.
Yeah. Well, that's what OG Kush is like. I just find that flower OG Kush, I crash out after.
You don't crash.
Right? Where you're like, oh, yeah, cool, man. Everything's awesome. Until you find yourself on the couch after playing video games. You're just like,
in the cushion.
Oh, hey, wait. I was asleep. <You know>? But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like these two, the THCVs. Those are good.
Those are a fun time. Like, if honestly, though, if I were cleaning my whole house and needed an immediate, yeah.
Right?
Get up and go.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be down with that for sure. Because it even, like, it's picking me up now. Because, again, in the beginning, when you smoke this, I find, for me, my thoughts start to race and I try to say them, but I can't. Like, properly.
Yeah.
Like, right now, I feel like I'm saying dumb shit. So, you know what? This is probably the time where I say, those are our thoughts off the stem for this week. Hope you enjoyed the sesh. Thank you for coming out. You know what I keep meaning to do, and I should have done this before, but I want to give a big shout out to Hong Kong, because Hong Kong, for the last like month or two, has had me in up until this last week. This last week, I dropped down to 109, but for the last month or month and a half, maybe, I had been below 100, so in the top 100 of Hong Kong comedy and fiction. Comedy and fiction. I've been in the top 100 of Hong Kong's comedy fiction. What is it? Apple podcast list thing.
Gotcha.
My brain just totally took a dump dive. Dump dive.
Dump dive.
Look.
It's a lot of words in sequence.
I know. Fuck.
Yeah.
But anyway. Hey, thank you very much, Hong Kong, for making me a top 100
Hong
comedy
Kong.
Podcast.
Thank you very much. Now that we're saying Big Hong clap. Kong so much.
Boom. You know? Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I really like that you, I hope you're enjoying it. I hope that you're like, man, I wish Like, you know, whatever you do.
Come sesh.
You know?
Yeah.
Come sesh.
Thank you. And what else? Was there anybody else? Nope. That was it. I think at some point soon, Tyler and I have decided that we're going to work in an episode where we, what was it? We take a rating, but we use a gavel to like, ta-ta.
Yes.
We compare strains.
Strains,
and cultivars done by like same strain, different grows.
Right. Strain for strain, strain, strain.
And not necessarily current either, but like over time, because we've seen many interpretations of different, of the same thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're going to maybe do one of those and then, you know, a strain versus strain situation. And then we'll, how we'll figure it out. But there will be judgment.
Perhaps a rating scale.
Yeah. But yeah, so I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Thanks for coming out. Thank you, Hong Kong, for putting us in your top 100. Yeah, I guess until next time. Oh, no, wait, where do we, did I say, like, see us on all the stuff?
Not all the things yet.
Okay, so. Thank you for joining us. Hope you come back next week. On Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Good Pods, Podchaser, Pandora, wherever you get a podcast. It's out there, baby.
Well done, sir.
Until next time, keep your lids low. How that THCV really hits you in the back of the throat.
You mind if I take a little pooper?
No, man.
Because this is just, I think I need this in my life, honestly.
Me casa es y casa, bro.
Don't stop this stupid neighborhood party.
Right on.